Blog Talk Radio.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Come on, come on,
I'm gone.
Welcome to North Carolina. How is everyone doing this evening? I like to say habarigani to my new friends, and I like to say what's up to my old friends. Come on in and have a seat. We're still in the celebration mode, and I like to welcome each and every one of you. We have been talking about setting up our African customs and traditional rituals and explaining to you why it's necessary for every African American to have established in their home an altar, somewhere where you keep your personal belongings of your family heirloom. And we have been talking about the best way to exemplify culture in our home. Now, we're not just exclusively talking about African American. There are other non-Africans who do practice and perpetuate their culture and their heritage in their home. And that's fine and good. So Africans, you don't want to remain anonymous towards anybody else that has a custom or tradition. You want to be versatile so you can learn the other customs and tradition and find how they cross over into your life. For example, the Spanish and the Puerto Ricans, their culture, it so conveniently crosses over into the African American when it comes to the way we worship. In the area of Santeria, which is when the Puerto Ricans exemplify their saints, it's the same thing as studying and looking at the Orishas. There is a commonality there. There is a kinship there. We find those kinships in a numerous amount of things that we do in our ritual. You will even be able to go to Africa and find that some of the Spanish worship right alongside the Africans in a bembe. So what is a bembe, you ask? We're teaching cultural concepts. In a minute, we're going to talk to you about the benefits of a bembe and the celebration of a bembe. We've had one in our room, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, and just you hold tight, and we will be back to talk about that in a second. Hold tight while we listen to the scat. Scat on.
We'll be right back.
right. Welcome back, family. We are still in a celebration mode. Why don't you lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. And our chat room is open, and we have all family entering the room today, not just the little G's. And family, if you're out there and if you'd like to be a co-host in our chat room, come on in. We're just going to invite you in so you can wear the hat today. You can be the big dog today in our chat room, and we'd love to have you. And we're open. So if you want to come and write on the wall like the ancients used to do, come on and put your print out there so we can read what you have to say. Now, we're talking about looking at customs, traditional African customs and rituals. We just mentioned something called the Bembe. As I said earlier, the Hispanics and the Puerto Ricans share in a commonality in the way they worship. Now, don't be surprised, because a large portion of us were civilized by the Africans. So our Puerto Rican family is over in Cuba. They fellowship with the Africans on the island. Yes, they did. That's why you will find some Puerto Ricans, mothers and fathers, who are darker than African Americans. And they worship in a bembe, which is a dance and song of African traditional song. Now, the Cubans also get involved, and they worship and dance to the bembe, and they do celebrate All Saints of the Orishas. The Orishas were something that came from Africa that were representing deities such as Yamanye, that represented the water, the lady in yellow that I speak about so often. And then Obatala, the father of all the Orishas who dressed in white, who is the anonymous father of all the Orishas. These Orishas represent angels. And a large portion of us are already acknowledging angels, but we call them Orishas. And then there are the twins in the Yoruba custom. And then there's Yamanye, Obatala, Shango, Alegba, Ishun. And there's seven common ones that are worshipped. And Obatala being the one in white, and Yamanye being the one in yellow. And then we have the one in red. Every one of the colors are represented, usually in a combination of colors. Now, the way that the Cubans participated with us, they danced the dance of the bembe, just like in the Christian churches when they go in the church and they're waiting for the Spirit, they tarrying for the Spirit. How many of you know about tarrying for the Spirit? The whole point of going into the church service is to call the Spirit in. And so they muster up enough dancing to get the Spirit to come and fellowship with them. Now, don't play with me, Christians. I know this because I was once a Christian and knew what we were doing. We were tarrying for the Holy Spirit to come and to possess us, to take over our bodies and to speak through us, the same way the Africans do. So you stole and borrowed that concept from Africa. There's nothing new under the sun. So in asking for the Holy Spirit to take possession, the same thing the Africans do in the dance, they dance until the Spirit takes possession of their body. Then the Spirit speaks through their body, either through a personal conversation, one that one would hold with the Spirit, or to the congregation for a message to the community. It's very vital that these dances and celebrations should go on, because a lot of substance come out of these events. So why are bembes being done now? People go to discotheques, and they don't know why they're sweating it out and what the whole purpose is. They're missing the possession of the Spirit. So we need to hold more bembes, you say, Omi. Yes, we do. Then one can get possessed, and whatever ails them, they can allow the Spirit. So here's a necessity, ladies and gentlemen, of knowing your customs and tradition. Everywhere you go across the globe, you're going to find African Americans stepping. What is this stepping all about? Stepping for what? Stepping for Jesus? Stepping for Allah? Stepping for Buddha? What are you stepping for? The main purpose is to be possessed and to let the body be taken over by a spirit that we're familiar with, which is the Holy Spirit. And once that body is possessed, it no longer has authority, and the spirit will have its way with that body. So the Hispanics know all about this. And the majority of them, when you speak of your ancestors and of your deities, of the Orishas, they can relate to them. But they have gone into the Catholic churches and hidden their saints behind the Catholic saints. And they propose that they're Catholic, but they hide the saints behind the Catholic deities. And yet they dance the dance of possession as well. So we are kin to those folks. So that is why it's important to know your customs and your traditions, so that when you go in a place that is familiar to your spirit, you can identify with it and you can relate to it and not think that it's strange. Now, why am I telling you these things? Culturally, I have been grounded in culture. In my lifespan of growing up, I was fortunate that someone came and got me because I was culturally illiterate at one time and I didn't know my customs or traditions. So I want you to know about yours. And that's what this room is all about, to make you familiar with customs and tradition. Once you learn African customs and tradition, it's just like learning your own customs, even if you're not an African, because all customs and traditions were socialized by the Africans. Let me say that again. There is no Greek philosophy, only African philosophy that was used to orientate the Greeks. Now, Socrates, Aristotle, all of these guys, Homer will tell you that they were socialized by the Africans. As a matter of fact, they lost their lives for coming back to their own community, telling their congregation that they were socialized by the Africans and the Africans were schooling them. Why wouldn't they be? Because the Africans were the oldest and ancient peoples on the planet at that time, and they still are. So it's okay for other races of people to come and to fraternize with us. Why is it that every time we speak of something specific for the African people, tend to think you're being racist and tend to think that you're excluding everyone out? But we've been so excluded for so long. I'm not excluding anyone out. I'm trying to make a place and carve a place for the African Americans so we too can tell our story and be a part of a great history and share our customs with others, because we're not a journey come lately. We have much to offer. So you got to embrace your custom and what belongs to you. Don't frown upon it and say, I'm not African. The only question to be is to be or not to be a non-immigrant. As I told you yesterday, I'm going to stop calling myself an African, because even the Africans over in the diaspora, when you speak of trying to be one of them, they don't know you either. So you feel like you're pressing on a country and trying to be like them when they won't accept. Now, let me get back to some customs here. What happens in a bembe? A bembe is a gorgeous thing. And it's going to fit right in with our rituals and traditions and customs and our holiday. Yes, I intend to not only tell you about the holiday and festivities, but I intend to inform those who can make it happen. I don't know if I told you, but I had the great fortune of bringing culture to the United States Army in the way of bringing Kwanzaa and introducing Kwanzaa. They put time in to teach their military families all about customs and tradition. Everyone had to be represented, and especially the African American. So I brought the customs and traditions of Kwanzaa to the United States Army, and boy, were they happy. We brought dance, celebration, and customs and tradition, in addition to me being the keynote speaker for Dr. Martin Luther King's Day. And I'm very, very pleased with that. And I thought it to be a humbling experience. But what I want to say to you is that Here's where you develop your economic status in learning your rituals, your traditions and customs and celebration. So jot this down. You are going to look into bringing a bembe to your village. And I didn't say community because you don't have one yet. We're going to work on that. Now, we're coming up with a big work seminar that we're doing with couples dealing with essential oils. And we're going to tell you more about that. Well, we're going to incorporate some of our customs and traditions, oils, and the climate and the geographical place where they come from. As you know, they come out of Egypt. But here's what I want to say. We're coming up on African New Year's March 21st, 22nd, 23rd for next year. So you have plenty of time to get started. You have almost 11 months to get prepared for this. So you can start in on researching the bembe. How do you dance the dance of the bembe? Well, you must know all the Orisha's names. And for every Orisha, there is a color, there is an essence, and there is a dance. Wouldn't you believe it? Yamanye has her own dance. Get down, Yamanye. Get down, girl. Obatala has his own dance. Get down, Batala. Get down. Shango has his own dance. The man in red with his axe in his hand. So when you step into place, you got the axe and you do the dance of Shango. How many of you know something about Shango? Let's become familiar with these saints. And these are our Orisha. And there's always one Orisha to be added. And they double these Orisha to the 16. But the seven are the ones that we deal with. Shango, Yamanye, Alegba, dealing with Yamanye. We bring all these essence that express God. Isn't it great to know that God has many personalities and essence, and each one of these Orisha express who God is? He is so grand and so fabulous that he must have essence to express his goodness and his charity, and each one of them exemplify that. This is so neatly orchestrated. The African fathers and ancestors were so clever in creating this hierarchy so that we can see this whole program played out. In looking at each one of these expressions of God, would tell you that God is many things and all things to all people, but he was smart enough to give you your own personal God on your own head. So you don't need to look out in the atmosphere for a God that's being shared by other people. Why do you suppose they say that God is a jealous God? Because he's placed himself on your head, and he only wants you to be true to him. That's how he could be a jealous God. There's no God out there in the atmosphere that is with 50,000 heads looking at you from all corners of his eye. He would be a schizophrenic if he tried to do that. That's why he gave you your own personal God on your head. And these Orishas are also combined because you commune with them because they express his essence. No one could have explained this situation any better to me. The hierarchy and the way that this political structure was laid out, I was overwhelmed by the Africans designing something that's so technical and so energetically put together so you would understand the purpose of dance. You're not just dancing and jamming and shaking it down and shaking it to the ground just to wear yourself down. You're getting in the spirit so the spirit can take possession. And whatever ails you or whatever's been bothering you, the spirit is going to speak and make intercession for what you don't know to speak about. That's why you find some brothers on the floor dancing hardier than the others. They have more issues to deal with because they're working it out on the dance floor. But why not incorporate the spirit in that? I like to tell you, there are some jazz centers that bring in the spirit, and they carry in for the Holy Ghost and spirit all night in their dance until the spirit takes possession. So once they leave there, they have worked out their situation. So dance is not just for boogalooing down. It's to work out your transgression and your situation. So it has meaning and purpose. This is a custom that you need to learn about. Be you black, white, or Gentile, you need to know that the Holy Ghost needs to give you information. It records all things and reminds you of all things, and you can let it in by inviting it into a bimbe. Now, I once attended a bimbe. I had no clue of what type of dance I was entering, where all these people were dressed in array of colors each day. They all wore yellow one day. Then they all wore red one day. I was amazed. I said, so how do you guys know which colors to dress in? Well, we just celebrated Yamanye Monday. And on Tuesday, we celebrated Shango Red. And on Thursday, we're going to celebrate green and black. So they had it laid out. And the same goes with their homegoing. There's a whole process of how they deliver the dead back to the ancestors and how they deliver that energy. These are mere Africans who are not schooled and educated, who came up with the Yoruba teaching and the practice. Ifa will mend the Calabas and the brokenhearted of the whole world. Let me say that again. Ifa will mend the whole world's broken heart. There's a solution in Yoruba, and this custom needs to be permeated in every potential village that needs to be set up. And it gives you a way of life, and it gives you instructions for today's time. And it's simple enough so that you will have direction for your life. That is why they have the divining. If there is something that ails you, you consult the elders to divine and look into your cosmic record and give you direction for your life so that you know what your purpose is and making sure that you're on purpose. This is an elegant way of leading your life. That's why you find so many people consulting the astrological signs for direction of their life. If they incorporated this in a lifestyle of Yoruba, then it would ordinarily come with a divining mechanism. And when children are born, their destiny reading will be given so that they know exactly what mark to be on, and they will be pressing towards that mark. Now, a lot of us think that Africans are special handling and that they need a lot of attention, but not necessarily. If you leave us alone, even without the Bible, we will come to know ourselves, because innately a lot of it is on our cosmic record. Just as the Africans sailed across the sea and came here, this information was recorded by Africans who didn't have the books with them, and they replicated it here in the United States just as they do over in North Carolina. It is a whole village there. Oyatunja tribe village is there replicating the village over in Nigeria for Yoruba, the lifestyle and everything. Now, how could we marry anyone if we don't know our customs? The only way you can proceed with a marriage ceremony, you must know your customs. Well, how could you do a burial or memorial service for your people if you don't know your custom and tradition? You can't. You will replicate somebody else's. We're not in the business for replicating anybody else's service when we have a rich, rich heritage that we can consult with. So it's very vital that you should listen to these tapes, and you should try to figure out what Omi is saying, and what is she so doggone excited about, and how do I get some of this cultural knowledge? You must read. That's why I always ask you, if you care to read, come in the Care to Read room. We have many recommended books, the Hosea that will get you into knowledge, and the Yoruba books that are available. I put on a complete training on Yoruba for those who are trying to find their destiny. And children have to have a destiny, and they must be initiated. And before I speak to you, you need to ask me, Homie, who initiated you? It's very vital you should know who's before you talking, and you need to know who initiated them, who sanctioned them, or whose training are they perpetuating. Well, I was initiated by Chief Metahoche Zanu. I am one of his child. That's why I carry the name Zanu. He birthed me into spiritual things and brought me into consciousness. And you need to be brought into consciousness, black, white, and Jews and Gentiles. Don't sit there with your pompous pride and say, I know all about my heritage. I know where I came from. I am Greek, and I know where I came from. I'm going to look up my Hispanic background. I'm going to look up my German background. See, the Africans want to look up everything but their African background. They want to look up everything but where their culture and customs come from. We're running away from everything that pertains to Africa because we fear of the unknown. But don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Explore the unknown. And most of all, try to get an understanding. And while you're getting understanding, get wisdom and get knowledge because you could help somebody with your information. Every time we get an injury, we don't have to run into the hospital for an acute issue that could be worked on with a preventive measure. These are all things that are innately put in our training for mothers to learn how to care for their children when it comes to illness, how to cure certain problems in the family. If you don't have a foundation for that, then you will contract out for everything, even your doctors, and contract out for things, and you will never be a mother because you won't learn the process of learning the healing mechanisms in your pharmaceutical kitchen. So I want you to understand, we ought to have festivities every year with our African New Year, and now I've added to it the Bembe. Now you know why you have the Bembe, because you're pressing the spirit. So you want to dance. So if there's an issue, dance it out. If there is a problem, go into therapy and shout it out. Why do you see so many people drawn to the church? They are dancing off their transgression and coming to know a solution for their problem. That's why I say in therapy with Omi, because when we go in therapy, we can either dance it off or use music to get it out of you. Because more than likely, it's a mental problem first, then it manifests itself into a physical issue. But we've got to know our customs and tradition. Now, African Americans, I'm on you because I am African American. And I didn't always know this. I wasn't always conscious. I was asleep too. And some of us are still anesthetized and asleep, and we need to be awakened. And I'm going to give you a big jog to waken you up. But we've got other radio shows like Harambe radio station that's out there teaching and admonishing about your culture. There's no reason the African Americans should be asleep during this day and time with radio stations like the Care to Read Room and the Harambe radio station. We are trying to keep you conscious and awake. And Caucasians, please don't get angry with me and want to set harm for me and set and lay ambush for me because I'm telling my people about who they are. Please don't do that. Please don't. Because the ancestors won't be pleased with you. Get on the bandwagon with Omi and help her to right a wrong that your ancestors may have been possibly privy to for causing us to delay the learning of what we were supposed to know. Don't go talking against me and trying to shut me up because the ancestors will hear that too. I'm an ancestral child. And if I don't know anything any better, I know what the ancestors will do to somebody that's messing with one of their children. Yes, I was raised by the ancestors, and I'm not the least bit ashamed of it. Because they sat with me and the angels came to speak to me at a young age. So I have to pay homage to them. They constantly lay traps for those who are trying to come and get at me or hurt me for what I might be saying. And some of you African-American may say, why don't Omi be quiet talking about that blackness, that black stuff? Why don't she shut up? Well, I can't. I can't shut up when I'm talking about us as a people. Remember how we say us is going to get to the promised land? You can't get to heaven without taking Omi with you. How you going to be saved without coming back getting Omi? We get to heaven together. We are a universal conversation where we have a communal thought, not an individual thought. Let's come off of it. Stop talking about how I'm going to do this, pronoun I and personal pronoun this. I don't do anything alone. I roll with the posse, and we roll like that because we are a concept. And I am because we are. And because we are, therefore I am. I can do nothing within myself. I can't prosper without y'all. Y'all are the sum total of why I'm here. That's an African concept. Now roll with it. And quit talking individually because you can't get anywhere disconnected. Now, somebody's going to learn from this. Even if it is a Eurocentric person, they're going to learn from this because there's something to be learned in everything that the Africans do. And I'm teaching you so that you'll have a foundation. You could say you learn it right here in the Care to Read room. And whether or not you care to know this, it's going to reservoir in your spirit. And you're going to wonder, what was she talking about? I have a family member that's vexed in his spirit, and we can't seem to diagnose the problem, and the doctors can't find the solution. But when you come into the presence of the African where they are using all of their energy to usurp their authority and dance, and when they get up from that dance, they walk off with their head held back, and whatever that problem was is now resolved. Yes, you're going to have to take a little bit of the non-traditional to figure out what ails you. Usually you have to take a bit of the poison to cure you. And it's very vital that you have to understand African American. We do not use the traditional methods for healing all the time. We must first go at the non-traditional methods of healing, our psychological discourse, and we don't go into psychiatrists to figure out everything that ails us. We work it out through the spirit, through the source of dancing. Bembes are great, ladies and gentlemen. They are fun, and they can last all week long until the spirit takes possession of someone and speaks to that crowd. Then he gives them a message for the community. One that's so grand that the community will say, why didn't we think of this? This is our solution to our problem that's been vexing us. This is the real solution. And it might come through the mouth of a babe. Out of the mouth of the babe, the heart speaks. But you must understand that without your rituals and traditions and customs, you're nothing. I don't care how many dollar bills, y'all, you say you done made. I don't care how much money you say you got over there in that bank account or how much you got laid over in that stocks and bonds. Your riches come from your great relationship and the quality of your great relationship. Try being entertained by a chief and be in the presence of a chief and get to know the mind of a priest or a priestess and set up on the royalty for a minute. But I want you to understand that customs are real, and that everyone should know their customs. Yes, we've been diverse with many cultures, but the main culture we must look at is the African culture, which is the strongest culture that every man and woman and child has been socialized by. Let me say that again. We have socialized the world as Africans. And we've gone in the Caucasus Mountain and socialized people there who needed our help. And now